This is a poem that was published in Rattle, and the title is Passage. When I hear that over the last 3 months in the patchwork jungles of the Oriente, a Sequoia shaman named Cesario has staged an elaborate ritual celebrating his young son's foray into manhood, all I can think is that nothing like that ever happened for me. Now it seems the quintessential tragedy that I have no remembered right to mull over, no anklet string of hermit crab shells or quincunx of pulsing torches that signified the moment, my teenage palate baptized by the dregs of a bitter hallucinogenic tea made from pureed bamboo or black mangrove, the thunderhead tears and red skyline west of Quito, an erotic dream. Perhaps in my case there was nothing more to mark the event than a shifting of body cells, like the collapse of an old staircase in an abandoned house, a slumped coil of DNA, the 100th time I walked past the Reverend Tommy Carlson's blue house with my incomplete social studies homework, or a mute fanfare of nothing hallooed from a small conch shell in my ear as I sat staring out my bedroom window at the calligraphy of the wind on the alfalfa fields, an empty green mead notebook in my hands for a diary. Perhaps my Ecuadorian bar mitzvah came while I was mowing the lawn on a Saturday, mourning the loss of Sam, the family cat, or something not so epic. I yawned while pumping gas into my mom's convertible Volkswagen Rabbit at a Texaco outside American Falls and made the change. From chrysalis to the whisper of a red admiral, streaking thumb smudges of vermilion paint over my eyebrows as I replaced the nozzle, catching a whiff of wood smoke incense off Seagull Bay, and a few stray phonemes from the chanted mantra of a passing semi-truck. Maybe that's how it happened. That day, the Galapagos fur seal still launched acrobatic loop-de-loops beneath the symphonic crash of the waves, perfectly in sync with the streamlined centuries of endemic breeding cycles. And the waved albatross didn't regard my monumental shift in the slightest, but instead succumbed to another bizarre series of rapturous fits, goony bird fencing matches spurred on by paroxysms of love and hope. All around the planet, things rolled on as if it were 1835 all over again, and Darwin, scribbling nothing of my evolution in the margins of his notes, packed up shop and headed back to the Beagle, giddy but exhausted, feeling like a kid again, in his head, a purple menagerie of 14 new finches.